plate a potential nugget.
In the limited research I've done and the conversations I've had, Sally, I understand that maternity is a place where there's significant leakage in the pipeline of women rising to the top.
Yes.
In your experience, would you agree, number one? And number two, would you see any other points of significant drop-off where women sort of move away from the pipeline? And any guidance, especially for women, through some of these phases of transition?
Yes, certainly maternity is historically a place where there develops a kind of leak, if you will, in the pipeline, in that, especially after a second or a third child, where it just suddenly, you know, a woman will say, I need to take a step back. That doesn't mean she's going to drop out of the workforce, but I need to take a step back. I may not need to accept this next promotion if I want to keep all these, you know, balls in the air. And that can slow a woman's progress down. But you know what? Careers today are much longer than they used to be. And, you know, even slowing down for 5, 7 years is not the career killer that it would have been in the industrial economy, especially given that, you know, people are hired today for their knowledge and their skills. So that those, you know, as long as your technology skills, as long as you keep up with that, your knowledge and thus your value often increase. So it's not that big a deal to worry about. There's also a very common phenomenon where the pipeline gets leaky just before the senior leadership level. And that's something that's a little more challenging, I think, to address. In my experience over these many decades, what I view as the most common reason for that is that women will often get right up close to a senior position. So they're at a point where they can see what the lives of the person who hold that position are actually like. And they'll often say to themselves, I don't think that's worth it. And in fact, almost every time I have interviewed a woman who has left a job or made a lateral move out away from a job at a very senior level, what she eventually at some point says is, I decided it just wasn't worth it. And that means that the personal toll it looked like it took was too much. And often that's because they're looking at someone who has an unbalanced approach to life and has thrown absolutely everything into the self-identification with the role and the position that usually it's a he will have, and that they don't want that for themselves. But there are many, many ways to avoid that. And so when I'm working with clients, I always urge them to not make those kinds of judgments, but to say, let me give this a try. Let me see if I can make this work for me in a way that would be satisfying, where I feel like I'm able to make a contribution, where I'm able to have a meaningful life, where I'm able to balance a range of responsibilities. Let me see if I can do that, rather than looking at some guy in a position and saying, well, his life looks awful to me, so no thank you. Because it's often a superficial judgment that really has more to do with that individual.
One of my earlier guests, Rupa Kudva, former MD of Crisil and current country head of Omidyar Network in India, has a slightly different take on the point Sally makes. While Sally refers to women coming close to the top asking themselves the question, is it worth it? Rupa talks about the notion of self-belief that sometimes comes in the way.
The second barrier that women hit is later on, when they are in the upper end of middle management or in senior management. But when it comes to them taking the top jobs, I feel that there it's a mental barrier of self-belief that I can and I should ask for the top jobs and I can do it. I think women hold back. They hold back in asking for a seat at the table. And I think that is where other women leaders can play a very big role. My own thinking on this has evolved in the last 15 years. If you had asked me this 15 years ago, I would have said it's all about merit. And, you know, if you do good work, you will be recognized. Women don't need special treatment, is the argument that I would have made. Today, I believe that the second barrier that I talked about is a very big barrier. And therefore, it is actually almost incumbent on other women leaders to reach out and talk about this issue and help other women to cross this barrier. I've also changed my views about things like quotas for women on boards. This is something which I would have been vehemently opposed to 15 years ago, but I actually believe it's a good idea now. And the reason I do so is I believe that if you actually put women in those positions, they rise to those positions. There is an example that I like to give, which is not in a corporate context, but in the context of a village panchayat, when, you know, the constitutional amendment, etc., led to greater devolution of powers to the villages, and then you had the reservation of the sarpanch position for women in certain villages. And there was this anecdote, which is oft repeated, of a woman who reached on Republic Day for the flag hoisting. She reached a couple of minutes late, and she found that the men in the village, the elders, had actually reached, hoisted the flag and had gone home. But when she reached there, I mean, she said that I'm the sarpanch, it's my job to hoist the flag. And she insisted that all of them come back, and she hoisted the flag. So initially, you may get the wives and the sisters and the daughters-in-law of men coming and occupying those positions and be so-called puppets, so to speak, as it's felt. But over time, I feel as women come to recognize the power that the position gives them, and power in a nice way, I think they rise to the occasion and they deliver. And it's amazing. The moment you have these quotas, etc., it actually pushes the boards to go out and look for more women on boards. So typically, you would get board members through your networks, etc. But the moment you go out and hire a search firm, for example, it's amazing the number of women who show up on the list of candidates, which otherwise would have never happened for these board roles.
For more, you might find the playlist Women Leadership of Interest. Just go to playtopotential.com, go to curated playlists, and you will find Women Leadership as part of that. Multiple women leaders share their perspectives on what it takes for women to succeed.